But joining us this morning from the Elyria Schools, we have Kathy Kep, who is here to talk about the camp invention. And I see the, in capital letters, Craig, STEAM. You remember STEM, right?
Oh, yeah, we're beyond that now.
Now it's STEAM, which includes the arts, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing okay. Ready to learn. What can you teach us about this camp invention and the STEAM and STEM, and who gets to be a part of this?
Camp invention is amazing. First of all, it comes from the National Inventors Hall of Fame, which is a nonprofit organization, and they partner with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to honor inventors and to inspire the next generation of thinkers. This is a national program. It's actually in 1,300 schools and districts across all 50 states. And we are lucky that it's here in Elyria because the Community Foundation of Lorain County actually provided funding to have it here. So if we lived in any other district, it would cost $249 per camper to attend. The Community Foundation of Lorain County actually created scholarships for our students. So this camp is 100% free for our students.
And these are for elementary school kids?
It is. It's our students who are going into first grade through going into sixth grade. This is actually our second camp this summer that they provided us. Our first camp was in June, right when school was out, and we are doing our second camp this week. Students come from 8:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is a full-day camp. They are on the move. Let me tell you, they are tired when they go home, but they come raring to go every morning. At 8:30, we provide breakfast for them. We also provide lunch, so that makes it easy for parents. They don't have to worry about packing lunches before they walk out the doors in the morning. All of that's taken care of. And the parents come, they sign them in. We do require them to sign them in, and they have to sign their campers out each day. We had 110 campers at both sessions, so a total of 220 kids here this summer.
That's a great turnout. Kathy, how important, in your opinion, is it to have kids in a camp like this right before the school year?
Oh, my goodness. I think it is absolutely important. First of all, they come back. In this camp, it is so different because it's really all about creativity and innovation and problem solving. You know, there is no right answer in these camps. They come here and they're looking at what are the problems that are facing our world today and what can they do to make our world a better place. They actually use, we don't call them recycles, we call them upcycling. So the things that you might throw away at home, they actually use those items here at camp to create prototypes that, you know, they think are going to help our world. We've had in June, we had one boy, and it just loved the kid. His mom is a diabetic. His mom would have, you know, an episode, and he saw this happen, and she needed to have her supplies. So he actually created a wearable diabetic supply kit that he would like to patent. So we actually, you know, are working with the National Inventors Hall of Fame and everything to kind of look at these things, the ideas that our campers have to really benefit our future world.
You mentioned the funding comes through the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Have you done a program like this before? How did you get to be part of it?
Well, we did. We actually did it last year. It is a program that we've seen in other communities for, it's been around for many years. Actually, when I started teaching 25 years ago, it had just started. And I've seen it in districts all around. And we actually had the opportunity to bring it here last year. And being that I am the teaching and learning coordinator, and one of my focuses is math and science, it really ties in with everything that I do on a daily basis throughout the school year. We said, yes, we want this. The Community Foundation of Lorain County was willing to, you know, partner with us to get this here. But we've also had great support from other agencies, too, like Apple's grocery stores. They provided brown paper bags for all of our students. As kids come, they actually go through 5 different modules, and one of them is a take-apart. So they bring items from home, like VCRs, fans, old phones, And they take them apart to see what's inside and how they can take those parts to make their new prototype. Well, you can imagine if you've got a VCR and they're taking apart with tools here. I mean, we've got hammers and we have screwdrivers and wire cutters and they're pulling out circuit boards and all that. You've got a lot of pieces parts. Yeah. And with 110 campers, so Apple's gave us brown bags that we can put all the materials in. The Ohioans, home health care, they provided sunscreen, hand sanitizer, extra Band-Aids, just in case. Haven't had to use those, luckily, but just in case. Because we do outdoor activities, too. So we want to make sure that our kids are nice and safe.
Did you tell the kids they're avoiding the warranty if they do open the back of that VCR? Because there was a sticker on there that I remember seeing many years ago.
You're right.
And I also thought, I'm laughing because you said some of the tools are a hammer. And I've used a hammer on a VCR on a previous occasion, too. But it's very interesting to get them to see some of those things and sort of really realizing everything that does something, you know, has all these other parts that make it work. So it's an experience for them here, too. Now, I don't know if there's – I'm looking at the site related to the summer camps, and there was a program called Launch, talking about resolving and problem solving and creative thinking involved in that.
That is the topic of – that's the theme of our camp this year. Okay. So it is actually called Launch. Now, throughout the day, our campers go to five different – they call them modules. But they're just like classes, so they travel from classroom to classroom. We actually have a lot of staff here that's, you know, supporting the students. We actually have five teachers that are teaching the content, and then we have 10 more teachers who walk around with the students to each class to help. Plus, we have 10 high school students who are walking around with those groups. Plus, we have what are called counselors in training. So they're hopefully our future high school kids that are going to help us in future years, providing we have the opportunity to bring it back.
I was attracted to this one module. It says here, Operation Keep Out. It says children launch their design engineering skills as they build spy gadget alarm boxes with light sensors and highly functioning circuitry to keep tiny hands away from their most valuable treasures.
And on Friday, they put their alarms on there, and I'll be honest, I'm glad to see those go home because those get a little loud when you have 110 of them.
Well.
But you're right. And so they are doing reverse engineering by taking apart their items that they bring and using some of those items in those gadget boxes.
Right.
So it is.
Well, I will say their tiny hands can handle some of those tiny screws and all those little parts that sometimes are makes, you know, a part of a lot of this. What is their experience like? What is their attitude while they're doing this? I mean, this is a summer camp. There should be some fun. But I bet there's, you know, what is their thoughts about being a participant in this?
They love it. They come in skipping and jumping every single day. They can't wait to be here. And they're like, what are we doing today? You know, and I'm in the classrooms. I take pictures throughout the week. In June, I shared 1,500 pictures with parents after the session was over. And to see their smiling faces and just to have one-on-one conversations with students about what their ideas are, you know, it's amazing to talk to a five-year-old and to listen to them and see what they have. I think that sometimes we don't take enough time to really talk with kids to see what they think. I think we're so busy sometimes telling them things that we don't really take that time to listen. So this camp is a really great opportunity for us to really talk with kids because we've got so many people here that can really give that individual attention to listen to their ideas. These kids have amazing ideas.
They've got the solutions for the future problems, that's for sure, right?
They absolutely do. And we're also teaching them how to take their ideas to market. So they're coming up with those slogans like just do it and loving it and things like that. So they actually even have to come up with slogans for their products. And it's really interesting to see what they're thinking about.
Wow, that's great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Kathy Kep, who is with the Camp Invention with the Elyria Schools. You say this week is what's going on. What are they doing today? Any insight?
Today? It's exciting. It's Water Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
So we're doing all kinds of things with water. Today we're launching water rockets, all kinds of fun stuff.
Wow. bring plenty of towels or just wear a bathing suit, I guess, to the class today.
And And tennis shoes. I told him no flip-flops.
No flip-flops, right. Well, Kathy, we appreciate your time this morning. Sounds like it's a lot of fun, and it's a great learning experience, and it's just another way for kids to get educated and keep their minds working during the summertime. Kathy, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Yes. And feel free to stop on over and see us if you want.
All right. Craig and I will bring our flip-flops. We won't bring flip-flops. We got tennis shoes.
No. Perfect. And a towel.
I'll do that.